Dean, I'd like you to stay here. We're going to have the award of our Chase Freedom Award, and I think you're going to give an introduction about what that's about, and then Bob's going to have more to say.
I'm just going to introduce you because Alzheimer's here a little bit for all of us. And for the benefit of new people, that is 1987. Anyway, at one point we decided we wanted to have an award to honor a member of the party who had done the most to advance liberty in the state in the previous year. Originally called the award the Libby Award. Some people didn't like that name, and so it was formally changed the next year to the Samuel T. Chase Award. The first year it was awarded to Erwin Vogel, who was our first candidate to see delegate, and who broke the ice for us as a pretty critical part. The second year, when we came up with the Samuel T. Chase Award, we were able to do our final. We not only ran the state delegate, but got 19% of the voters in his district voted for him. As you heard earlier, he knocked on every door. This picture in the paper showing the worn-out shoes he wore as he went door to door. That award is not given every year, so we didn't give it the third year. The fourth year is I've got it, and it's been given out periodically since then. So I understand we have, who awards it? Macy Award. Originally we had a committee appointed by the executive board that would make the decision, but at some point we changed it so that all the previous past presidents got to make the decision. And as you know, we just modified that slightly to say it's only the previous past presidents who are actually still libertarians who are now going to do it in the future. So we have a winner this year, and who's going to make the announcement?
Okay. I would also like to add that if one person says no to the award, and the past award says no, then the nomination does not go through. So this is a unanimous award. I've been in the party for 21 years. We've had some wonderful candidates, more than I could have ever hoped for. We have three elected officials, like James Schultz, Yerboba, and Jason Ford, and Navarrete. We have more money than we've ever had in 21 years. The largest thing that has done is been a really good activist. One of two things happens. You're really good, and then you disappear, or more often than not, most people will talk a big game and then not deliver. I can count the amount of good activists we've had in that time or one game. And one person in particular has really stood out. This person has been in the party for, I guess, about 5 or 6 years. She served on the executive board. She redid the website. She runs the Facebook page. She's working on the Lasher campaign social media. She's helped with the conventions. She has testified in front of the General Assembly on homeschooling and two-way issues. She's done most of our graphics work with the t-shirts. The pads, the brochures. There are a few people in this party that I consider irreplaceable in the state. One is our current chair, and the other one is our new Chase Award winner. And I want to welcome Crystal Woodward.
The other thing we wanted to do is recognize Robert, who's retired from the executive board this year. Dr. Glaser has to be the longest serving secretary of any state affiliate party, and just almost has to be, but 21 years in a row. Secretary is not an easy job. Number one, you have to make sure you're attending every single meeting. You need somebody that's reliable and gets the minutes printed out accurately and done on time, and does a lot of the other detailed work that most members never see, but the executive board hears about a lot, you know, whether it's membership databases or running the central committee list, or there's just a lot. He also signs the candidate forms. I wanted to have Bob make a special presentation to Robert and in thanks for his 21 years of service to this party.
Robert, we just wanted to do a little cooking something.
Robert, I'm just going to give you the Libertarian Party of Maryland mug, which is my last coffee mug of the Libertarian Party set that I bought a few years ago. So I hope you enjoy that with your coffee. Okay, it took a little bit longer than we hoped. If you don't know, the donuts back there were supposed to be the dessert, so go have a donut.
Yes.
Can you remind me? We need to announce who's going to investigate the constitutional recommendations. Let's see, where's my little cheat sheet? Okay, so it's me, one person from the new executive board, who wants to do it? Any volunteers?
Tim Miller.
Tim, you here? Okay, let's make Tim work. And then we need three other people from the central committee to sit on this. Brian Kukoski. Who else?
Bob.
Anyone else? Crystal.
Oh, Central Committee.
Yeah, Central Committee. Okay, so that's the investigatory committee. They will review the proposal that you approved, come back to your next Central Committee meeting, you'll get their thing back.
Eric, Tim, Brian, Bob.
Crystal. Kukoski. Okay. Any other business that anybody knows that I may have missed? I don't think so. I think we're on to dessert. We closed the business meeting. Thank you all very much for coming. I look forward to meeting with the new executive board right after this meeting so that we can elect our treasurer and secretary, which we legally have to have. And I hope to see you all at the picnic to be coming up towards the end of the summer, and then the crab and chicken feast again, or some variation of that. And then, like you've heard probably countless times, get involved in the campaigns. You got new candidates to support. We need volunteers to go out and do the hard work, because that's where we get the most bang for the buck. David.
This windowsill has many, many, many old newsletters. I am not taking them home. I'm serious.
Take anything you want, and whoever the new secretary can take with her, all these boxes and stuff. And I'm also still selling half of my new house thing.
That's it.
And I have some time to give away for completing your travel.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great day. Oh, yeah. Please turn in your surveys. I forgot to mention.
Surveys.
Surveys.
What?
It should be in your convention binder.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
I'm not going to be able to
go.